From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update. Farm groups are rallying behind the bipartisan Preserving Family Farms Act of 2019, co-sponsored by U.S. Representatives Jimmy Panetta, a Democrat from California, and Indiana Republican Jackie Walorski. The legislation would ease the potential federal estate tax burden for family farmers and ranchers, assuring property would be appraised as farmland rather than at its development value when determining estate taxes. The bill aims at making it less likely a family farm would need to be broken up to pay those estate taxes. Let's clear up some holiday confusion on what's a yam and what's a sweet potato. According to thepacker.com, a true yam is never a sweet potato. Yams are tropical roots with rough brown skin and white, starchy flesh. But despite their stereotypical orange flesh, sweet potatoes also come in shades of white and purple. Since the early 20th century, white varieties have been known as sweet potatoes and orange as yams. So that means 9 times out of 10, what's sold in the produce department as a yam is probably a sweet potato. The J.R. Simplot Company, headquartered in Boise, Idaho, and ag retailer Pinnacle Agriculture Holdings have announced Simplot's agreement to acquire all of the interests in Pinnacle and its subsidiaries. The acquisition will bring together two market leaders in the distribution of agricultural crop inputs and retail services. The target acquisition close date is in early 2020. With your agribusiness update, I'm Bob Larson from the Ag Information Network of the West.